Let's just reflect on what we've been chatting about with each other. Let's give thanks for what we're able to share. Whether it's good news or whether it's being able to support each other through bad news. Let's give thanks for each other as we come together. But let's turn now and focus on this time of worship. A time to open ourselves up to God and to listen to what God is saying to us in this time and in this place. Amen. And let's join together, standing as we are able, to sing our first hymn, 103 from Singing the Faith, God is love, let heaven adore him. How many of you took a sneaky peek at the telly before you came out this morning? Phew, what happened? Why did you turn the telly on?
Olympics,
and what was the event?
It was the Omnium.
The Omnium, okay, that's the wrong one. What was the other event that was on?
Marathon.
The Women's Marathon, and the marathon this year. Not just the Women's Marathon, the final event of the athletics program. It was won by, for those of you who didn't, anybody, I'm going to spoiler. Sorry if you want to watch it in catch up.
It takes too long, yeah.
It was won by the Dutch woman who won a medal in the 5,000 metres, a medal in the 10,000 metres, and has now won a gold medal in the marathon. 1972 was the first year that women were allowed to run further than 800 metres in the marathon, because it was thought that they weren't physiologically capable of running those distances. It's also round about the same time, so let's not get too smug, that the Methodist Church admitted women ministers and presbyters. It's wonderful how much change has occurred over a lifetime, isn't it? And we're going to be looking later on at some of the challenges to our society. But let's remember that things can change. Things do change. Looking a little bit further back, the marathon route was planned to include the road to Versailles, which during the French Revolution was the site of the Marche des Femmes, the Walk of the Women, who were fed up with the government withholding bread from the people and went to hold King Louis the 16th by that time to account and brought him back to Paris. And that was a start of political change to provide bread for all people. Didn't necessarily go completely to plan, but the role of women in bringing about political change is also signified in the events of Paris. Let's pray. God of love and God of justice, we thank you for this wonderful world. We thank you for special people within it. Special people who can open new doors on what is possible. Special people who we can appreciate as special, but can also encourage us to do special things. To make us want to work to achieve our potential. We give particular thanks for women throughout the world when they are leading the way, showing us what can be done, showing us that all the world has a role in your purpose. We give you thanks for those people who act for political change, to bring about a better world. A world that is more in keeping with your vision and with the coming of your kingdom. And we pray that we may be infused and inspired by them to play our part in that process. We give you thanks for your Son, who came to us and dwelt among us, to share your love with us and show us how your love could be lived out. For that example, we give you thanks and praise. Amen. It's interesting. One of the challenges of being a preacher these days is that in order that all the stuff can be done, that you need to plan your service 4 or 5 days in advance. So if you want to give a topical message on Sunday, you've got to try and guess what the topical message will be on Wednesday. And as an introduction to our theme today, which is to think about the unrest there's been during the week, I want to present a little video that was produced on Wednesday when I was planning this service.
At this forum, we've not just seen a police presence, but people from the community impacted by this attack. Some are laying flowers, others are asking questions about how this could have happened here.
Thank you. purely for hooliganism and thuggery in terms of bringing that level of violence and that behaviour onto the streets of Southport. We've seen the very best of this community this morning when they've all been pulling together to support each other, to put right the damage that has been done.
It was like a war zone.
The prosecutor said naming him would reduce the risk of misidentification of others who might be subject to violence, as seen in the recent disorder.
And to be absolutely clear, this is not protest. This is violent disorder.
Anyone who engages in this kind of disorder needs to be clear that they will pay the price.
I was hit in the head by a bottle, actually, but we had our helmets on, so that was all fine. We've seen punches being thrown as well, big scuffles, and this is where we had a lot of the problems earlier. This is the counter-protest. You can see the numbers here really do outnumber those right-wing protesters. This is the most aggressive we've seen it so far between protesters.
Police now are targets because we've seen police officers in cars come in this direction have to reverse very quickly when they've been noticed by the police of people who have heading in their direction. In fact, one of those police cars had their window smashed out.
I utterly condemn the far-right thuggery we've seen this weekend. Be in no doubt, those that have participated in this violence will face the full force of the law.
Downing Street lit up pink again. At the beginning of this week, Sir Keir Starmer no doubt thought that his role this week would be to play a part in the grieving process. That has changed significantly now into what is probably Keir Starmer's biggest first test as Prime Minister, such as life when you're running the government.
We go in two-tier policing, sir.
What's happening across Britain isn't yet on the scale of the 2011 riots in terms of the number of people involved, but one factor makes it already worse. Human targets, the fact that this is fuelled by intolerance.
We're here in one sense trying to promote a happy remembrance for those children, and then they're seen on the news, there's other things going on, and it's soul destroying.
But I think, apologies for the language you're hearing, but a sense of anger, I think you can hear that.
There are 30 or so riot officers on either side of this main road in the centre of Plymouth. They are doing their best to keep these two groups separate as the tension rises.
Thankfully, things seem to be getting better rather than worse. But we still have to admit that our society is in crisis. So let's now sing in response to that. When mountains that we thought secure lie crumbled where we stand.
foundations that we thought secure lie crumbled where we stand, and pain and helplessness endure all from another's hand. Help us to bear the prophet's mark, to stand apart from hate, and witness to the Father's call for justice in the land. God is our strength and refuge still through all the earth. Give way, our help at every time of ill. And as his people in the world, we bear the scars of grief. But echo faith's resounding note, and still for justice pray. There is a place of holiness where God makes overseas. There is a day of hopefulness, a promised time of peace. So here today we bear the pain of inhumanity, but pledge our lives to live for truth, so justice may.
I'd half decided that to address this issue, we would need to go away from the lectionary reading that's set for the week. But interestingly, the lectionary reading that's set for the week from the book of Ephesians is probably exactly what we need to hear. So we're now going to hear from Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 25.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to chapter 5, verse 2. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbour, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let the wholesome talk come out of your unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen.
Amazing how those words are suited to the situation, isn't it? Could I have my next slide, Mandy? We're going to get together into our groups now, and we're going to look at that message. I'm going to circulate passages of it so that you can all read it again. And I want you to think about three questions and perhaps jot a couple of notes down each of them. Who needs to hear this message? Which groups within our society need to hear this message? Why is the message so relevant today? And what can we do in Poynton today to make this message heard to those who need to hear it? Now, doing that on quite a long reading is quite a significant three questions on 10 verses, sounds a bit much, so I've broken it down, and each group is going to look at a different verse. Okay? So I'm going to give you this little worksheet that allows you to make a few notes, but most importantly at the top it says this group is going to look at verse 25. Okay? So we'll manage it like that. I'll start over here. There's yours. There's three copies of it you can use together. Maybe you can just start chatting in general about the reading as I hand these out. Suggest you spend 2 minutes, well, first of all, thinking about who needs to hear the message that's contained in the text. And the different texts might require different parts, groups to hear them. So maybe one person in the group might like to read out what you're going to look at. You guys aren't getting away. These conversations always spiral away, so I'm just going to remind you of the first two questions. Who needs to hear the message and why is it relevant? And I'll just remind you to focus on the text you've been given. Ask yourself specifically what that one sentence is telling you. But carry on with the conversations. Okay, you've had 6 minutes. I'm going to give you an extra 3 minutes. I want you to start thinking about what we can do. It's very easy to think about this as somebody else's problem. But what is it that we can do? And if you could also be thinking about, I'd like to have a time of sharing after this 3 minutes. If someone in the group could just think about one thing they could bring from the conversation of the whole group. So another 3 minutes, but particularly thinking about what can we do? last 30 seconds, just think of something you'd like to share with the rest of the group. Okay, let's find what you've been talking about. I love it when people don't stop. What I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to go around each table. If you could, I'll point the microphone at whoever seems to be the nominated person. If they could read the verse that they've been looking at, and then share one comment from what they've been chatting about. Okay, I'll maybe start with this table here to punish you for chatting on. Somebody like to say something?
Right. I'll read the verse out. It was verse 31. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. So that was our verse. And we discussed several different aspects of this. And the key is change, but getting alongside people in a loving, caring, supportive way to bring change about. Talking about the people who were cleaning up the day after the riots and how that was a really strong gesture. The people who come out in numbers for peace and love and demonstrating for that. So it's got to be from the ground up.
Excellent. I'm just going to pick out a few words from that. Getting alongside people and from the ground up. Thank you. Someone in this group like to read out your verse so people know what you're talking about.
It's our view, it's not hers.
Yeah.
Okay, contribution. Sorry. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is good for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear.
And is it just one observation that came out of the group?
Basically, first of all, the people that are doing the writing on the other side are in the wrong and need to hear these words. But I personally think we all need to take note of these words.
Okay. There's a specific group of people writing who need to hear these words, but there's also a responsibility on all of us to take notice of what's written here. Yeah. And some of these people have got nothing to lose. Let's remember that there are difficulties, I think, across society at the moment. Perhaps somebody from here? Chris?
We have verse 28. Those who steal must give up stealing. Rather, let them labour, doing good work with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. So we thought initially about shoplifters and how they seem to be increasing and how parents and teachers and people in authority could try and get the message across that it's never right to go shoplifting. We also noticed on the television that the people from the mosque making food and taking it over to the other side of the road with demonstrators, how that defused the situation, and if there's any situations like that that we can get involved in, so much the better. So we should set an example. One of these other things is the power of the internet. We should point out fake news to children in particular, and teach children about fake news.
Okay, so I think an interesting thing there is the focus on fake news and what responsibility we've all got for calling it out when we come across it. One of the big problems with social media is that different messages go to different people. So it's not like seeing something on the news and being able to call it out nationally. We need to do it in small groups that are receiving texts and things like that. Someone in this group?
Yeah, verse 26. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. The second part of the do not let the sun go down on your anger applies to everyone. I've always been told never go to bed on an argument. Always try and make it up before you go to bed. And be angry, but do not sin. I think that leads to the rioters, really. I think probably a lot of them are very angry about a lot of things, and it's just an excuse to vent a lot of that anger. But that really, they need not be shown that that's not the way to do it. As a group, I think we felt that it's difficult to do something to get this message heard as individuals, apart from living a life that Christ wants us to lead, God wants us to lead, and showing by example. And I think that apart from that, was
anything okay. Else?
Thank you.
Did you have something to say?
No. So let's use those words, leading by example, and acknowledging that people are feeling angry, but there are appropriate ways of expressing that anger. Let's maybe go to the back, see what the two at the back came up with. One of you want to?
Sorry. We had be kind to one another. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. We ended up by talking about revival in this church, and that we shouldn't just be praying for revival here. We should be praying for revival in churches together and in our community.
So doing things together and doing things in community. And the final group with the first verse, I think.
So then, putting away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with your neighbour, for we are members of one another. So who needs to hear this message? And we said this was the true message. We felt everybody, particularly starting with ourselves. And if we are able just to understand each other, peaceful conversation, gestures of support, and people have already mentioned people taking food out, the clearing up, and somebody mentioned if we were in an area with peaceful anti-racism action, go on those marches just to show as Christians that we feel that this is the true message and there should be peace, not hate.
Excellent, thank you. And I just draw attention to the importance of the gesture. Sometimes we think we can only do little things, but actually the gesture of doing little things can be really have significance beyond the action itself. So the importance of the gesture, I think, is an important thing that comes out of this. I'm going to ask us to think about how we could pray for this in a moment, but let's have another hymn first. We Lay Our Broken World, hymn 718 in Songs of Singing the Faith.
We lay our broken world.
and show us how old pain and wounds for new life can be used. We bring our broken lives, friends parted, families torn. Then in your death we see that love must be bring our broken souls, confused and closed and tired. Then through our gift of healing grace, new purpose is inspired. O Spirit, on us breathe, with life and strength anew. Find in us hope and trust and lift us up to you.
Thank you. We have another slide. So the final thing I'd like you to do in groups is to write a one-sentence prayer that reflects some aspect of your conversation. Just a single sentence. And it should end up with the response, which is taken from the final section of the reading, help us to walk in love as Christ loved us. So write a sentence that can be finished with the words, the plea, help us to walk in love as Christ loved us. So, and again, think of who's going to say this. So one sentence prayer, I'll give you 3 more minutes to think of something that reflects your conversation. I'm very generous, aren't I? So have you all got a prayer? Somebody to say it?
Got
1 minute more. We've got a plea for 1 minute more. I'm giving you 1 minute more. There's no wrong in this. She's quite right. Your final 20 seconds. Excellent. So I'm going to come in a slightly different random order, but let us pray. And with each of the prayers, I'd like you to finish the prayer by saying, "Help us walk in love," and everybody else joins in, "as Christ loved us." So,
I've got prayer here. I can't read it for some reason.
Let love prevail over anger and help us to show your love to all people. Help us to walk in love as Christ
loved us.
Harness our anger and turn our thoughts to what we can do in cooperation with other faiths. Help us to walk in love as Christ loved us.
Give us the strength, Lord, to see us through these troubled times. Help us to walk in love
as Christ loved us.
Help us to understand and support each other as we try to find peace for everyone. Help us to walk in love
as Christ loved us.
Help us to reach out to our community in practical ways. Help us to walk in love
as Christ loved us.
Everyone needs to listen and hear the message of kindness and love. May we all be inspired to spread this message. Help us to walk in love
as Christ loved us. Amen. Yeah, I'll see if I can do that. I'll pick up your bits of paper afterwards and I'll see if I can circulate it maybe somehow. That's maybe on Facebook. So that's entirely possible. Yeah. We're now going to, just before we finish our final hymn, we're going to look at a video that was prepared by the Methodist Church nationally, but which particularly features the words of the Methodist Superintendent Minister for the Southport Circuit.
Every day we go to war again, we assume we know so much more than them before we hear what they have to say. Headline breaks and we start to hate again, calling them names again. We give our peace away. I hope they see it, 'cause I wanna see it. I hope we believe. I wanna see the love all around you, all around you. I wanna know that love is all.
In the beginning was the Word. When words fail us, speak your word of peace to our troubled hearts. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Help us to be your word in our communities, working together in love and respect. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Be our strength in the days ahead. Be our hope. For love is stronger than hate, and we pray that we may not only see the love, but be the love, even when it's hard.
And let all the people say, Amen. We finish our service offering our prayers in the hymn For the Healing of the Nations, hymn 696 in Singing the Faith. So in the coming week, reflect on your conversations and go into the world to love and serve the Lord. And as you go, wish each other the peace of the Lord. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
I've received an email in the last couple of weeks. I can't remember where it came from, Ros, or it came from you, Christine, about a food bank at the Baptist Church.
Yes, I do know about it. I was going to raise it to the leadership.
Yeah, the Baptist Church are starting a food bank where they will store the food, I don't know where, and people in need, I think, have to sign up to join this club, and they pay, is it £5? Yeah, you pay a subscription, and then you can have so much food. and the Baptist Church are asking us whether we want to join in. And it just seems so relevant to what we've been talking about today, and it's only just struck me sitting in the gods. Do we... Yeah, Christine's saying there's a lady from the Baptist Church who would come and talk to us about it. But we have a decision to make, don't we? Do we support them, or do we still send our food into Macclesfield? Yeah, but I think it needs input from us all. You know. Exactly, and it's pulling us into the Baptist Church again, because churches together has fallen apart. It's very sad. And it's taking us into our own community. So let's ponder on it. I'm sure they would. Yeah. What a pity they didn't ask us in the planning in the first place, but so be it. So ponder on it and tell the leadership team.
The next leadership team meeting is until towards the end of September. But if anybody would like to join in, then there's a lot there now, simply because, well, I did take it and they were shut, but they're closed for this week and next week. So
right, I don't know whether you can hear that. There's so much food in our food bank here because the food bank in Macclesfield is closed for this week and next. It's not because we're ignoring it. But let's ponder on it and talk to the leadership team. And who's on the leadership team? Let's remind ourselves. Christine. Anne. Judith.
Jane.
David Holmes and Zoe. Give them your opinions. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, Richard.
We're finished.
Thanks, John.